الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we mentioned last week, we have entered into that period of the Islamic calendar from the first of Shawwal, which is referred to as Ayyamul Hajj, the days of Hajj. There are certain peculiarities, haqaiq, realities that are associated with this great pillar of Islam that it is essential that even though we may not be this year proceeding for Hajj, we have to revisit those asbaq and those lessons and reconnect with them. Because this is that pillar of Islam, every aspect of it is not specific but it is universal. If we look at the five pillars of Islam, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us an example, a parable, where he equated this to a building. He said, Bunya al-Islamu ala khams. He said, the foundation of Islam is upon five things. The shahadat of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which ulama ikiram explained further. They say with the shahadat is pehchan, is recognition. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Doesn't stop there. After recognition, the next level of progression is what we call ta'alluq and relationship. And they say that is established through salah. As one's relationship develops, the next level of progression is what we call love and muhabbat. And ulama say, love and muhabbat is engendered through the correct discharging of zakat. The next level of progression after love and muhabbat is for the higher level of love. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ Which Quran refers to. That iman is not just love. أَشَدُّ حُبَّ is what we call ishq, where the entire focus of one's existence becomes Allah. Ashaddu hubban lillah. And ulama say, the amal that is effective, or the pillar of Islam that is effective in acquiring that, is fasting. As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bihi. Hadith Qudsi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah says, fasting is for me, and I personally will give the reward. Another way that ulama mentioned this hadith, ana ajzi bihi, I will reward, ana ujza bihi, Allah says, I become the reward. In other words, if this amal, which just passed in Ramadan, is carried out correctly, then this love, first is marifat, recognition, then ta'alluq, relationship, then love, this progresses to ishq and muhabbat, highest level of love, which is fasting. And then once one has reached the maqam of ishq, and muhabbat, then what is the next level? Ulama gathered many years ago. This incident is mentioned in Madarij al-Salikin, that this topic where Allah becomes the goal, where Allah becomes everything, لَيْتَكَ تَحْلُو وَالْحَيَاةُ مَرِيرَةٌ وَلَيْتَكَ تَرْضَى وَالْأَنَامُ غِضَابُ وَلَيْتَ الَّذِي بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ عَامِرُ وَبَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْعَالَمِينَ خَرَابُ إِذَا صَحَّ مِنْكَ الْوُدُّ فَكُلٌّ هَيِّنٌ وَكُلَّ الَّذِي فَوْقَ التُّرَابِ تُرَابُ. Like the poet says, O Allah, if my relationship with you is sweet and my relationship with the rest of the world has broken down, it is no problem. If my relationship with you is established and the whole world has turned against me, I have lost nothing. إِذَا صَحَّ مِنْكَ الْوُدُّ فَكُلٌّ هَيِّنٌ. If my love for you is sincere, true and established, then every musibat, every difficulty, every calamity has become simple and easy for me. Why? كُلَّ الَّذِي فَوْقَ التُّرَابِ تُرَابُ. Everything is dust. One Allah alone will remain. So this topic, Allah to become the goal, Allah to become the focus, Allah to become the direction. The mashayikh of that time, each one enunciated this, explained this, what is true ishq, what is the height of ishq, what is the height of muhabbat. Different opinions were given, fi mawasim al-hajj, during the days of hajj. Then they turn to Junaid Baghdadi, Arif Billah, rahimahullah, asgharuhum sinnan, he was the youngest amongst them. They said to him, ma taqulu fi hadha ya Iraqi. He was from Iraq. That, O Iraqi youngster, what do you have to say about this topic? فَأَتْرَقَ سَعَى. He paused, looked down. دَمَعَدْ عَيْنَا. Then his eyes brimmed over with tears. And he said, عَبْدٌ ذَاهِبٌ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ مُتَّصِلٌ بِذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ قَائِمٌ بِأَدَاءِ حُقُوقِهِ نَاظِرٌ إِلَيْهِ بِقَلْبِهِ أَخْرَقَ قَلْبَهُ أَنْوَارُ هَيْبَتِهِ وَصَفَى شُرْبَهُ مِنْ كَأْسِ وُدِّهِ وَانْكَشَفَ لَهُ الْجَبَّارُ مِنْ أَسْتَارِ غَيْبِهِ فَإِنْ تَكَلَّمَ فَبِاللَّهِ وَإِنْ نَطَقَ فَعَنِ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ عَمِلَ فَبِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ سَكَنَ فَمَعَ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ بِاللَّهِ وَلِلَّهِ وَمَعَ اللَّهِ. As I've mentioned many times before, in English, to do justice to these expressions is almost impossible. But surface translation of what he said, who is the one who truly seeks Allah? Abdun dhahibun an nafsihi. It is that person that has become oblivious of himself. I'm going to translate this expression of Junaid Baghdadi, rahimahullah, in the light of what Hajj represents. Because after ishq, after muhabbat, the next natural stage of progression in one's relationship with Allah is what we call mulaqat, to meet your Allah. In the Quran, if you look at the five pillars of Islam, you will not find any surah that has the name of any of the pillars. There's no surah to salah. There's no surah to siyam. There's no surah to zakat. But this amal of hajj, Allah has devoted an entire surah in the Quran, Suratul Hajj. Ulama go further. Peculiarities of hajj, they explain it like this. They say, if you look at the manner in which Allah made the other pillars of Islam compulsory. Salah, Allah commands you, Aqimu Salah, Inna Salata Kanat Alal Mu'minina Kitaban Mawquta. Salah is farz. Zakat, Atu Zakah, Khudh Min Amwalihim Sadaqatan Tutahhiruhum Wa Tuzakihim Biha Wa Salli Alayhim. Zakat is farz. Fasting, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Fasting is farz. Even if you don't understand Arabic, look at the difference. Aqimus Salah, Atus Zakah, Kutib Alaykumus Siyam. For the other pillars, this is the expression of Quran. When it comes to Hajj, the entire mode of expression of Quran changes. Walillah, Walillah, Alannas, Hijjul Bayt, Man istata'a ilayhi sabila, wa man kafara, fa inna Allaha ghaniyyun 'anil 'alamin. In the other pillars, Allah doesn't bring His name. Walillah, when Allah introduces Hajj, Hajj is made farz. Walillah, Allah brings His name. Mufassireen explain this like this in layman's terms. They say, if somebody tells you, I am going to Hajj, like I mentioned last week, somebody came to Fudail bin Ayaz, rahimahullah, and said, Innu iridul Hajj, O Sini, I intend going for Hajj. Give me some advice. He said, Shammir izaraka fit talab, wanzur ila aina tadhab wa ila man tadhab. Be careful. Be careful. Consider. Realize. Ila aina tadhab, where are you going? Where are you going? You're not going for a shopping expedition. You're not going to some marketplace. You're not going to a place of politicians. You're not going to some worldly court. Consider, ila aina tadhab, where are you going? Wa ila man tadhab, and whom you are proceeding towards. Who are you going? You are going through the greatest darbar on this earth. You are going to Baytullah. You are going to Kaabatullah. You are going to the center of the earth. You are going to the most sacred and Mubarak place on this earth. One is Madinatul Munawwara, Ma Bayna Bayti Wa Mimbari, Rawdatun Min Riyadil Jannah. My Nabi said that piece of ground that is between my qabr and my mimbar is not a piece of ground of this earth. Rawdatun Min Riyadil Jannah. He said it is a garden from the gardens of Jannah on this earth. That is Jannat on this earth. Kaabatullah, Hajar Aswad. What did my Nabi say? نَزَلَ الْحَجَرُ الْأَسْوَدُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَهِيَ أَشَدُّ بَيَاذًا مِنَ اللَّبَنِ وَلَكِنْ سَوَّدَتْهُ خَطَايَا بَنِي آدَمْ. He said the black stone was not black historically. It is from Jannat. Clearly, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that that piece, that stone is not from this earth. It is from Jannat. It has been sent onto this earth. And historically, أَشَدُّ بَيَاذًا مِنَ اللَّبَنِ. It was whiter than milk. It was whiter than milk in color. وَلَكِنْ سَوَّدَتْهُ خَطَايَا بَنِي آدَمْ. He said the sins of Bani Adam blackened it and made it become dark and black. In reality, it was whiter than milk. This is that piece of Jannat on this earth, that in reality, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, my Nabi said, Al Hajarul Aswad Yameenullahi fil Ard. He said, Hajar Aswad is Allah's right hand on this earth. I've mentioned this many times before, such analogies are not literal. Allah is free of body parts. Allah is free of coming and going, of shape, of form, of color, of direction. Allah is park above all this. This is for our understanding. He said, Hajar-e Aswad is the right hand of Allah on this earth. And then my Nabi didn't stop at that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Yusafihu biha ibadahu. Kama yusafihu ahadukum akhahu. He said, like, look at this analogy. He said, like you will shake the hand of your friend. Like you will shake the hand of your friend, Allah shakes the hand of His banda through the Hajar Aswad. Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to say that be very, very careful when you make istilam of Hajar Aswad. Why? Because Allah has kept the capacity in it, that it has a spiritual eye that is focused on your heart. If that heart has the jazba and zeal of the bazaars and marketplaces of this world, if that heart, even in that Mubarak place, is devoted towards dunya, it will seal your heart on that jazba and that zeal. So be very, very careful at the time when you make istilam of Hajar Aswad, that this heart is focused directly towards Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because the Hajar Aswad can seal your heart on what jazba and zeal is inside. Ulama say, what does this mean? Allah shakes the right, Allah shakes the hand of His banda. They say the analogy, when you make istilam of Hajar Aswad, is you are reaffirming your covenant with Allah. Like a person enters into the court of a worldly king. What does he do? He bows down. The whole world was carried away by the so-called coronation recently. You don't have to go into details. What was it? A show, in reality. Israf of a stupendous level. But understand from their what? Covenant, allegiance with the crown, with the king. By way of example, ulama say when you enter into Allah's court, what is your covenant with Allah? وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. Quran tells us, long before we came to this earth, in the land of the souls, in Alam-e Arwah, all the souls to be born till Qiyamah were gathered. And Allah addressed them, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Am I not your Rabb? Sustainer, nourisher, provider, goal, focus, objective. Allah says, am I not your Rabb? Everyone, bala, ya Allah, you are our Rabb. Allah is giving you another chance. When you make istilam of Hajar Aswad, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah shakes your hand. In other words, renew your covenant with Allah. Renew the covenant with Allah. Because it is mentioned, in the Mufassirin have mentioned, that oath and covenant that you and I and every soul took in Alam-e Arwah was recorded on a piece of paper. And that piece of paper was put inside the Hajar-e Aswad. So when you make istilam, you are reaffirming that covenant, that pledge, that Allah has to become the goal. And this is the one place. Don't kill and fight. But if Allah gives the opportunity, miraculously, you are able to place your lips on the Hajar-e Aswad. That is the one. On the one hand, hadith, that is the one piece of this earth that is not from this earth, but from Jannat. So your lips have touched something that is from Jannat. And greater than that, your lips have touched the one section of this earth that we can say with absolute conviction, the Mubarak lips of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam touch that same spot. But obviously we don't fight and kill one another. If it cannot, not possible, make the istilam from far. But understand the level of sacredity of this mission that is being carried out. What the Kaabatullah constitutes. What this entire journey of Hajj constitutes. Ila aina tadhhab wa ila man tadhhab. Who are you going to? Whose house? Who are you going to meet? Who are you going to meet coming back? Walillah. Walillah. Other pillars of Islam, Allah doesn't say this. Allah brings His name. Walillah. Ulama say, if somebody is going for Hajj, if somebody is going for Hajj, you ask him, by where are you going? He says, I'm going for Hajj. They say, in reality, technically, that expression is incorrect. It is not doing justice. What is true justice? I'm not going for Hajj. I am going to meet my Allah. I am going to meet my Allah. In other words, that level of qurb, that level of acceptance, that bulawa has come, that invitation has come. Malik bin Dinar, rahimahullah, says that we were about to tie the ihram at the miqat. And there was one youngster, I observed him. He was hesitant to shout out the labbaik. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك. What is this لبيك؟ اللهم لبيك. Ya Allah, you called me. You extended an invitation. I have come. I have come, but come in such a, what manner? How have you come? Have you divested yourself of the dunya? Have you disattached yourself from everything else besides Allah? Have you removed the love and attachment of every ghairullah from this heart? Is this heart beating and brimming over with the love of Allah? How have you come? That with what guts and courage you are shouting out, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. How do you know what answer is coming from that side? Is your coming accepted? Is your coming even preferred? Is your coming beloved? You get a call, you get an invitation to attend some function, some state dinner, or to spend a little time in the company. Nowadays you see, you walk into somebody's business, he's got a picture with somebody there. He met some prime minister or some minister, photography and the impermissibility of it, that's a separate issue. But brazenly, so and so person I met, one picture with that person. If you go into the history of that person, probably his every day was in sharab, his every night was in zina. Morally bankrupt person. We take pride on that. Whose court are you going? What preparation have you made? Have you even considered that is your going there going to be accepted? Are you even wanted there? Inside, have you cleansed yourself? Look at every stage of this journey. When you reach the miqat, first requirement, strip yourself of the clothes of this dunya. Strip yourself of the clothes of this dunya. And wear that two cloth of ihram. What is the two cloth of ihram? The two cloth of ihram are the two pieces of your kafan. Strip yourself of the clothes of dunya. In other words, strip yourself of every attachment besides Allah. Make that two rakat salah, sunnatul ihram. What is that sunnatul ihram? That sunnatul ihram is your janazah salah. That sunnatul ihram is your janazah salah. That ghusl that you take before you put on that ihram is ghusl of what? Min al khataya wal atham. You are washing your body free of every sin and every transgression that you have made in the past. You are cleansing yourself. You are preparing yourself for what? For what? For that day, as you will move towards Kaabatullah. يَوْمَ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجَدَاثِ سِرَاعًا كَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَى نُصُبِ يُوفِضُونَ خَاشِعَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّا. Allahu Akbar. That moving is what? Is the moving on Maidan-e-Mahshar. The day when you are finally going to meet Allah. You have divested yourself of every worldly attachment. That is why when you go to your local masjid, what does the Quran tell you? What does the Quran tell you? خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدْ. Adopt zina. Let there be decorum. Let there be dignity. Wear clean clothes. Put on itar. Be fresh when you come to your local masjid. And the greatest masjid? The greatest masjid, Kaabatullah. أَيُّ الْحَاجْ أَفْضَلْ. Ayyul Hajj Afdal. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked, which Haji is the most virtuous? Which Haji is the most virtuous? What did my Nabi say? Ash-Shaythu Tafil. Ash-Shaythu Tafil. He said it is that one whose body is full of dust. Body, his clothes, his ihram is drenched with perspiration. There are lice and worms all over. In other words, he has become completely oblivious of himself. His goal is only Allah. That is why your local masjid, don't even run, even if the namaz has started. Even if the namaz has started, you are prohibited, don't run. Walk with decorum. Walk in a stately manner. That house, the moment you reach, you start running. Walking around, circumambulating, they use the term. What is that? You are searching. You are searching. You have put on the clothes of your kafan. You have divested yourself of every worldly consideration. You are searching. Like a madman, you are searching. One goal, one goal, one goal. I have to find my Allah. I have to find my Allah. Junaid Baghdadi, rahimahullah, late one night is making tawaf. He hears a young girl reciting a few couplets. Abal hubbu an yakhfa wa qad qatamtuhu fa asbaha indi qad anakha wa tannaba. إذا اشتد شوقي هام قلبي بذكره وإن رمت قربا من حبيبي تقربا يبدو فأفنى ثم أحيا له به ويسعدني حتى ألذ وأتربا. She says, I tied it, I contained it like the waters of a dam. A wall was built around it. Yet my love for you, my Allah, could not be contained. The walls cracked, the chains broke, and my love for you poured forth. When I cannot find you, it is as if I have died. When you reveal yourself to me, I find the spiritual illumination enlightening me again. Arif Billah, like Junaid Baghdadi, failed to understand the import of this young girl. He said to her, Ittaqillah, O young child, fear Allah. What are you saying? She said, Junaid, Lawla tuqa lam tarani ahjuru min tibil watani. Inna tuqa kama tara sharradani anil watani. You are saying, I must fear my Allah. I must have the taqwa of my Allah. What do you think caused me to leave my bed in the dead of night and come to his house? And then she says, Junaid, tell me, what are you making tawaf of? He said, I am making tawaf of Kaabatullah. She looked to the heavens and she said, Oh my Allah, tere bande kitne pagal ho chuke. How foolish your slaves have become that they are making patro ke tawaf ko kar rahe. Tujhe bhul gaya. Ya Allah, they are making tawaf of stones and they have forgotten you. What is that tawaf? Every step, my Nabi said, 70,000 rewards, 70,000 sins wiped away, 70,000 ranks. You are walking on the ground which Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked upon. You are walking upon the ground which every Nabi of Allah walked upon. You are walking on the ground which Sahaba walked upon. At least have this jazba in your heart that, Ya Allah, today my foot is touching that same ground. Bring my life according to that. I have come to find you. Coming back to that same of Junaid Baghdadi. Abdun zahibun an nafsihi. You have taken off the clothes of the dunya. You have put on the kafan of akhirat. What does this mean? Abdun zahibun an nafsihi. You have lost. You have become oblivious of yourself. Muttasilum bi dhikri rabbihi. Drowning in the remembrance of Allah. Nadhirun ilayhi bi qalbihi. The focus of your heart has now become Allah. أَخْرَقَ قَلْبَهُ أَنْوَارُ هَيْبَتِهِ. The illumination of Allah's haybat and awe has inflamed your heart. وَصَفَى شُرْبَهُ مِنْ كَأْسِ وُدِّهِ. You have drunk to your full from the cup of Allah's love. You have become so accepted by Allah. وَانْكَشَفَ لَهُ الْجَبَّارِ مِنْ أَسْتَارِ غَيْبِهِ. Allah has removed the curtain of concealment between you and Him. Now the focus of your heart has become Allah. فَإِنْتَكَلَّمَا. Now when you speak, it is in conformance with the command of Allah. When you utter, وَإِنَّ تَقَى فَعَنِ اللَّهِ. When you express, it is only about Allah. وَإِنْ عَمِلَ فَبِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ. When you do actions, it is dictated to by the commands of Allah. وَإِنْ سَكَنَ فَمَعَ اللَّهِ. And when you are alone in solitude, your heart turns only towards Allah. فَهُوَ بِاللَّهِ وَلِلَّهِ وَمَعَ اللَّهِ. Now you have become Allah's and Allah has become yours. Mashayikh of that time, when they heard this expression, the eyes of no one was dry, and they said there is nothing more that we can say about this. Ya Taj al-Arifin, Allah has given you the crown of His ma'rifat. وَلِلَّهِ. This Hajj is not something small. Walillah, you are going to meet your Allah. Malik bin Dinar says, at the miqat, I saw this youngster. He had tied his ihram. He was not saying the labbaik. What was he saying? Ya man, yasurruhu ta'atihi, wala tadurruhu ma'asiyati. Oh my Allah, you are that being. When I obey you, you become happy. When I sin against you, my sins cannot harm you. Habli ma yasurruk, waghfirli ma la yadurruk. Grant me that which pleases you, a life of your obedience. and forgive me that which cannot harm you, the sins, the mountain of sins that I have. Ya Allah, forgive me. But he's not reciting the Labbaik. Malik bin Dinar says to him, why don't you recite the Labbaik? He says, Malik, a life of dushmani, a legacy of sins, a dastan, a legacy of his disobedience, a heart brimming over with the love of dunya and disattachment from him. Hasn't this caused you to pause for 1 second and consider that you are going to shout Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Allah, I am coming, I am coming. And from that side the call will come, your coming is not wanted. You are not accepted. We don't want you here. Don't you have this concern? Malik bin Dinar says, I only saw him on the 10th of Zulhijjah, on the plains of Mina. People were making qurbani. I approached this youngster. I heard him saying, Allahumma, inna nas qad dhabahu wa taqarrabu ilayk. That, oh Allah, the people have made qurbani. They have sacrificed, sent forward sacrificial animals. They have attained your qurb and your closeness. Laysa li shay'un ataqarrabuhu biha ilayka siwa nafsi. Oh Allah, I have nothing that I can present to you. I don't even have a qurbani animal. Ya Allah, I only have my own life. I have my own soul that I can present to you. Fataqabbalha minni. Oh Allah, accept my life, accept my soul. Malik bin Dinar says, the youngster said this and passed away on the spot. Said this and passed away on the spot. Like the poet says, إِلَيْكَ قَصْدِي رَبَّ الْبَيْتِ وَالْحِجْرِ فَأَنْتَ سُوَلِي مِنْ حَجِّي وَمِنْ عُمْرِي وَفِيكَ سَعْيِي وَتَطْوَافِي وَمُزْدَلِفِي وَالْهَدْيُ نَفْسِي أَلَّذِي يُغْنِي عَنِ الْجَزَرِ. He says, oh my Allah, Kaabatullah is not the goal. Mina Arafah is not the goal. Muzdalifa is not the goal. Safa Marwa is not the goal. Even Kaabatullah is not the goal. Oh Allah, you are the goal. Ilayka qasdi. You are the rub of all this. You are the focus of my existence. And Ya Allah, the Qurbani animal, the lesson of Hajj. Whether you are going or not, understand the lesson of Hajj, the sacrifice of Hajj, the goal of Hajj is sacrifice this nafs of the haram desires that are brimming over, of this dushmani with Allah. Like the Hajis are tying the ihram, the time for that kafan has come near. The time for that kafan has come near. Like we are reminded again and again in the Quran of the day we have to meet Allah on the day of judgment. Arafah is the reminder of that day that you have to meet Allah. So prepare for that day. Sacrifice this nafs of haram jazbat, of haram desires. Like ulama say, kam min wasilin bi badanihi ilal bayt wa qalbuhu munqati'un an rabbil bayt. There are so many that physically, bodily have reached Kaabatullah. Astarul Kaaba, the ghilaf of the Kaaba is in the hand, but قَلْبُهُ مُنْقَتِيٌ عَنْ رَبِّ الْبَيْتِ. Not for 1 second is their heart beating with the love of Allah. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَائِدٍ فِي بَيْتِهِ عَلَىٰ فِرَاشِهِ وَقَلْبُهُ مُتَّصِلٌ بِالْمَحَلِّ الْأَعْلَىٰ. And there are many that are thousands of kilometers away from Kaabatullah, sitting on their beds in their warm houses, but not for 1 second is their heart ghafil of Allah. Is this heart negligent of Allah? This heart is Kaabatullah. Situated between the ribs of every one of us, there is one Kaabatullah. Make this Nurani. Make Allah the goal. Make Allah the objective. Walillah. Become Allah's. More important tafsir of Walillah. Make yourself such that your coming to Allah is preferred. The clock of life is ticking. This journey of Hajj is the sabak of life. That day is coming, the day of mulaqat, the day when we have to physically stand in front of Allah. This entire life is a preparation for that day. The journey of Hajj is a reminder of that day. It's a preparation. Whether we are going for Hajj or not going for Hajj, I am reiterating, this is a sabak. It's a wake-up call. It's a reminder. The desire should be there. Allah take every one of us over and over again. But more importantly, acquire the sabak and lesson of Hajj. Allah give us tawfiq wa khulam.